Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Lots of sunshine and a bit windy today with high temperatures topping out in the low 90s. A southerly wind of 15 to 20 that could gust to 30. Rain showers and thunderstorms likely through the night tonight with lows dipping down to the low 70s. Again with a southerly wind of 10 to 20 that could gust to 25. Slight chance of storms again for Tuesday with highs in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now it's 76.
Innovation. It doesn't always come easy, but it's always worth the struggle. We at Blue Valley Telecommunications understand how important innovation is to technology. As we look back on the past 60 years, we see how we've transformed telephone service through cables strung on fence posts to telephone, TV, and even high-speed internet over state-of-the-art fiber optic cables. As your technology provider, we're proud to have served you for the past 60 years and look forward to continuing to do that for years to come.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. A sheriff in southern Kansas says calm has been restored after dozens of inmates created a disturbance overnight, including overturning tables and breaking security cameras. Butler County Sheriff Kelly Herzat said that the incident began after lunch Sunday when 57 inmates complained about the food and refused to return to their cells. A door was barricaded, but officials were able to make entry and no one was injured. Two people have been killed in a motorcycle crash in southern Kansas. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports that a motorcycle was eastbound on a Kansas road outside of Meade when it tried to make a turn and the driver lost control and hit a sign. The accident occurred early yesterday. The victims were identified as 36-year-old Ronald Garber of Meade and 32-year-old Sarah Adkins of Russell. They were pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 in Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Presenting the grill.
Oh, beautiful pork tenderloin for double saucy ribs with smoky bacon barbecue. You're gonna need a bib. America, America, pork will your taste buds thrill. And ground pork's good in the neighborhood, from grill to shining grill.
Let's grill for it. Get started at porkbeinspired.com. This message funded by America's pork producers and the Pork Checkoff.
A crash in Meade County killed two people just before 3 a.m. yesterday. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a 2006 Harley-Davidson motorcycle was traveling eastbound on K-23, attempting to exit when it lost control. The Highway Patrol reports the bike then fell on its side, striking a signpost, ejecting the man and the woman 8 miles south of Meade. If you get your water from the city of Kingman Supply, you need to boil the water before using it. The city says the alert is precautionary due to a lack of chlorination due to an equipment issue. Efforts are underway to chlorinate the water. Until then, the city says the water customers should observe the following precautions until further notice. Boil the water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation, or use bottled water. Disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces by immersion for at least 1 minute in clean tap water that contains 1 teaspoon of unscented household bleach per gallon of water. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort, we're committed to providing the best possible family care for you and your loved ones close to home. Our network of professionals provides wellness services, preventive care, and exceptional treatment. At the Life Care Fitness Center, we'll help you get moving. We're experts in helping you find a personal fitness program that fits you, your interests, your lifestyle, and your schedule. It's easy to see why so many patients trust their family's health care to the best. The family medicine experts at the Downtown Medical Clinic and Life Care Fitness Center in Frankfort.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. 10 years after term limits started booting Nebraska senators out of office, the legislature has changed dramatically, and the debate still rages on how long they should be able to serve. Critics say lawmakers spend more time reinventing the wheel and less time in developing long-term agenda. Supporters say they helped break the good old boy system in Lincoln that gave too much power to senior senators. A storm blew down the church's steeple, but the main part of St. Paul's Lutheran Church survives near Hooper. Congregation will move forward without the bell tower and steeple until repairs can be made, as the sanctuary was spared from the storm damage. And the chickens are now free to cross the road. A year after the bird flu forced the fairs across the region to cancel the poultry shows, the competitions are returning this summer. 4-H members who raise chickens are glad they'll have a chance to show them at this year's fairs. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ladies and gentlemen, your wait is finally over.
The tickets for this year's Dodge City Days kickoff concert are on sale now. Get your tickets today to see Nashville recording artist Rusty Ryerson.
Hey, hey, hello.
American country singer-songwriter Sam Riggs.
We were the lucky ones.
And this year's headlining act, Craig Campbell.
Campbell.
It's the Dodge City Days kickoff concert, Saturday, July 30th at the Dodge City Roundup Arena. Tickets are just $25 and can be purchased at U Pump It and the Crazy House in Garden City. Second time around and Out West in Dodge City and Wheatland Broadband in Scott City. The concert is brought to you by KFSA Insurance, Lemp Cooler Dental, the Family Birth Center at Western Plains, General Pest Control, and LDI Lang Diesel. Presented by Stickline Communications, the Mid-America Ag Network, Sports Radio 1410 KGSO, the Big Talker 1480 KQAM, and your number one choice for country and fun. KGBL 100.9 and 94.7, The Bull.
Think about it. Driving across the countryside, destination unknown. Sounds nice, doesn't it? So what are you waiting for? Get going, but make sure your tires are ready. From June 22nd to July 17th, you can get a $70 reward card after submission with purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires.
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville for tires, tire repair, and front end alignment.
See MichelinMan.com/promo for details. Offer expires 7/17/2016. Void where prohibited.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington and Nemahal County Commissioners' Minutes are posted on our website at KNDYRadio.com. Both of those boards met this week, conducting mostly routine business. Marshall County Commissioners did not meet until Wednesday. We'll have information on the Marshall County Commissioners' meeting when it becomes available next week. Gage County Board of Supervisors Wednesday voted 5-2 to deny a special use permit that would have allowed construction of a poultry facility housing up to 150,000 birds east of Cortland. Public comment was mostly negative toward the project at the Zoning and Planning Commission meetings. That committee forwarded the question to the Board of Supervisors. A key factor in the denial was the question about manure storage and disposal of dead chickens. The Kansas Farm Bureau invites anyone interested in agriculture to participate in the master's program. The program offers an up-close and personal look at life on Kansas farms. Participants learn the fundamentals of this ever-changing industry while traveling around the state. Additional information is online at the Kansas Farm Bureau website, kfb.org/get-involved/the-masters, or phone 785-587-6112. County fair requirements for poultry testing have changed. Previously, River Valley Extension District has invited personnel to conduct avian flu and Pularum testing at the county fair. With elevated concerns, they can no longer continue testing poultry the day of the fair. Personnel will be conducting county fair poultry testing prior to the start of the county fair. All birds need to be tested, including waterfowl. The only bird that does not require testing is pigeons. The county fair poultry testing date is planned Tuesday, July 12th, the Washington County Fairgrounds, 5:30 till 6:30 p.m. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken Malibu, potato wedge, Normandy blend, and pears. Tomorrow, Swedish meatballs, egg noodles, green beans, strawberries and bananas, and cake. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our family serving yours. Cromie's Market in Marysville is now featuring Our Family brand of products. In addition to name brands, you can now add up the savings with Our Family brand. Cromie's Market continues a tradition of offering the very freshest cuts of meat, cut, wrapped, and ready for you. Plus, check out their hot deli case. Stop by soon. Shop local. Shop hometown. Shop Cromie's Market, downtown Marysville. Thanking you for your support.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A quick change in the weather pattern brings us some rain showers and possible thunderstorm activity thanks to an influx of moisture from the south. We do have southerly winds kicking up through the rest of the day today. We could see winds gusting up into the low 30s as far as 30 miles per hour. Rain showers and thunderstorm activity likely to continue off and on at least through Wednesday night, where we do get a break in precipitation for the day Thursday. Taking a closer look at the forecast, mostly sunny skies continuing for the rest of the day, high temperatures topping out in the low 90s. Again, with a southerly wind of 15 to 20 that could gust to 30 miles an hour. Rain showers and thunderstorms likely for tonight, lows dipping down in the low 70s with a southerly wind of 10 to 20. Slight chance of rain showers, possible thunderstorms on Tuesday, otherwise partly sunny, high temperatures reaching the low 90s. And another chance of storms for Wednesday, high temperatures topping out in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Nikki Latola.
Average high temperature, mid-July, 89. Record high on this date, 106 in 1980. The average low, 69. The record low is 53 in 1996. Sunset this evening, 8:49. Sunrise in the morning at 6:07. Partly sunny skies, 78 degrees. Winds out of the south already topping 10 miles an hour. Barometer 29.75 inches, relative humidity at 81%. Radar may indicate a few light scattered showers pushing east, northeast out of cloud, clay counties to our southwest. Don't know if those will dissipate rather rapidly this morning, we rather expect. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 11th of July. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
At any given daylight moment across America, over 650,000 drivers are using cell phones or other electronic devices while driving. Engaging in tasks associated with handheld phones and other portable devices increase the risk of getting into a crash by 3 times. A quarter of teens respond to a text message once or more every time they drive. 10% of parents admit they have texted while driving. Let's get these numbers down. Put your cell phones down while driving. A message from Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville.
The All-Star break is underway, but not before Bumgarner puts donuts across the board, a celebration in Portugal, and UFC is sold. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. In the last game before the All-Star break, Giants ace Madison Bumgarner took a no-hitter into the eighth inning.
Swung on, line drive. That's going to be a base hit to right field. And Lamb is the first to get a hit in this game.
On KNBR, Bumgarner lost his third bid for a no-no. Still, the Giants dumped the D-backs 4-0. And the Red Sox sweep Tampa Bay 4-0 in Boston.
There's a high fly to left field. This is deep. And into the monster seats. Two-run homer, Big Poppy.
On WEEI, that's David Ortiz, career homer number 525. In Sunday's Euro 2016, a substitute from Portugal became a national hero.
And now, Portugal suddenly looking strong. And there, oh, he scored!
On ESPN, in extra time, Portugal 1-0 over France. And ESPN reports the owners of UFC will sell the company for $4 billion to the talent giant WMEIMG. Daniel Murphy continues to haunt the Mets.
The pitch, swinging a long drive, deep right field. Granderson stops and watches. It is gone. Goodbye. Off the facing of the upper deck. Daniel Murphy has done it again.
On WJFK, and 41% of Murphy's homers this year have come off his former team. The Nationals nipped the Mets 3-2. After losing 8 of their last 9 games, the Cubs were in another battle with the Pirates until Chris Bryant stepped up in the 8th.
Now the 1-1.
Bryant lines one into left field, a base hit. Caesar's going to try to score. Here comes the throw by Marte. It's a good throw, the slide. He scores. Cubs lead 6-5.
On WSCR, and the Cubs back in the win column, a 6-5 victory over the Pirates. Scotsman Andy Murray, now a two-time Wimbledon champ for Britain after disarming big-serving Milos Raonic in straight sets for his third Grand Slam title. And Ricky Fowler and Patrick Reed have committed to play golf for the U.S. at the Rio Olympics. Todd and...
Summer is the perfect time to swing by your local Hardware Hank and let us help you learn how easy it is to feed your lawn using Scott's Turf Builder lawn food. From the hand spreader to the Scott's broadcast spreader, we have everything you need to apply the food and give everyone in your neighborhood lawn envy. Stop by Hardware Hank today and save on a 13-pound bag of Scott's Turf Builder.
You've got a lot more going for you with Hank's Hardware Hank.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, USDA has set price loss coverage payment rates for 2015 crops of wheat at 61 cents a bushel, oats 28 cents a bushel. But USDA says there will be no payment for barley. Under provisions of the 2014 Farm Bill, no payments will be made until after October 1st. That's because the program provisions say that payments on 2015 PLC or ag risk coverage programs cannot be made until the 1st of October 2016 or when the final 2015 market year price has been announced. The marketing year average price for 2015 crops of wheat, barley, and oats were announced on June the 29th. Red meat exports from the U.S. gaining momentum in May, with shipments of both beef and pork increasing significantly. Data released by the U.S. Meat Export Federation and USDA last week showed exports of both pork and beef reached their highest point of the year in May. May beef export volume increased 12% from a year ago to more than 99,000 metric tons. The export value, $533.3 million, was 4% lower than a year ago, but still the highest since July of last year. Pork exports reached just shy of 200,000 metric tons in May. That was up 8% from a year ago, but export values increased 3% to $501.7 million. Both those totals were the highest since April of 2015. And if the U.S. House fails to consider the Senate-approved GMO labeling bill this week, the fate of legislation will be delayed until sometime in September. Congress set to go on summer recess at the end of the week and won't be back until after the Labor Day holiday. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Craig Mead. Well, wheat harvest 2016 nearing completion in Kansas, now moving into southern Nebraska and northeast Colorado. The USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service says that Nebraska's wheat harvest is about 20% complete, got started as it always does in the southeastern part of the state. They reported 50 to 90 bushels per acre yields there, moved over to south central Nebraska. That harvest is continuing, and we're beginning to see harvest in southwest Nebraska as well. In fact, Nebraska's Wheat Commission says that the southwest part of the state is about 20% complete as far as their wheat harvest goes. 50 to 80 bushels per acre has been the harvest yield range there. Protein from 7 to 11 in the southwestern sections of Nebraska. There were some spotty showers across parts of Nebraska over the weekend, which may delay harvest just a little bit. The USDA's crop progress report will be issued this afternoon later to give us an update on how much of the wheat harvest 2016 is complete. In other news, the GMO labeling bill passed in the U.S. Senate now faces a slim deadline for swift action in the House, as the House will go on recess at the end of the week until September. House passed a voluntary measure last year that greatly differs from the Senate version. Co-author of the legislation, Pat Roberts of Kansas, explains the bill is a mandatory disclosure with several options.
Text on package, a symbol, or an electronic link to a website. The legislation is clear that the link cannot include any text on the package that could be used to denigrate biotechnology.
Any substantial change to the Senate's bill by the House would likely postpone action on labeling until both chambers return in September. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS Top Safety Pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings, once again raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. Agriculture, of course. Another USDA report on acreage and grain stocks is in the books, and we'll hear from an expert right after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. It's that time of year again, time to tackle some difficult tasks like cleaning those appliances. And you don't want to forget your most treasured appliance, the coffee maker. Wink Products Coffee Maker Cleaner is the perfect cleaning solution to remove those nasty mineral deposits that make coffee taste metallic and cause your coffee maker to clog. So pick up Wink Coffee Maker Cleaner today and see what a difference it makes. Learn more at WHINK.com.
In the wake of the USDA's end-of-June reports on acreage and grain stocks, I'll let an expert give his thoughts. Paul Georgie is with Allendale of McHenry, Illinois. In fact, Paul is one of the co-founders of Allendale, which began in a country elevator in Crystal Lake, Illinois in 1984. Now it's in over a dozen states and has about 40 employees nationwide as it advises producers and investors on the grain markets. So, Paul, any surprises out of these reports?
Well, I think the surprise for the trade was certainly the larger corn acres than they had expected. Most in the trade were looking for a 700 million acre decrease in corn acres. And here we come in with, about a million or 400,000 acres more. So that's about a million acres shift than what the trade was expecting. It shouldn't excite people too much, though, because in our analysis, even at current yield, a million acre shift in corn amounts to about 77 million acres to the bottom line, an increase in ending stocks. So that was certainly a surprise. I think the soybean number, you had to anticipate how much the trade thought was in the market already. A lot of people in the trade was thinking 2 million acres, 2.5 million acre increase. It only came in at like 1.5 increase. So that got the beans a little bit excited, thinking that we're not going to have enough beans to go around now. Then you've got weather forecasts that every trader is going to be looking at. Has there been any change? Is it going to be hot and later on in July? The corn going to pollinate? The beans going to pod and so forth? So we've got several weeks of pretty exciting markets here, I think.
And there was an immediate reaction at the Chicago Board of Trade after the reports, with beans shooting up, corn going down. But the beans increase, I suppose, is based on the stocks, the amount of soybeans in storage?
I think so. I think the supply situation of soybeans is getting tighter and tighter, and we're continuing to see all this demand from China. And any disruption in bean yields could create some tightness in bean supplies, and that could continue to drive bean prices up. But I think the reaction after that report came because of the trade was expecting bigger numbers. That didn't happen.
Paul Georgie of Allendale Incorporated in McHenry, Illinois. Back after this.
We can't change the economy, but we can make changes in the barn, starting with Purina Strategy Horse Feed. Strategy's less expensive to use than budget brands because it's nutrient-dense. That means you get better nutrition at a better cost per feeding. Save now when you buy Strategy from the Farmers Cooperative. Buy three bags at your Farmers Cooperative branch and get the fourth bag free.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Yatra 77 Livestock will offer a cattle sale today. They're on their summer schedule going every other week. At today's auction, they have two black and white face families, 2 years old, heifer calves, 3 weeks old, 15 black steers weighing 9 to 950 off grass, 5 black steers neighers, 500 pounds, and a dozen black steers, 5 to 700 pounds. Those early consignments among items sold today for the cattle sale at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Go online at Beatrice77.net for early consignments and their summer scale schedule, offering every other Monday a sale. It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny, breezy already. South winds clipping in at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Middle 90s on tap today. It will be another warm week ahead.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is your sports report from Mid-America Network News. Robinson Cano and Adam Lynn homered in a 5-run seventh inning, and the Seattle Mariners held off the Kansas City Royals 8-5 yesterday. Cano's 2-run shot to deep right for his 21st home run of the season extended the Mariners' lead to 5-0. Lynn hit a 3-run shot, his 13th, a few batters later. The Mariners scored 5 runs over the final 3 innings, pulling within 3 on Alex Gordon's homer leading off the 9th. Mike Montgomery pitched 6 1/3 strong innings, giving up 1 run and 5 hits in his first start of the season. And Dylan Gee struggled early and picked up the loss for the Royals, giving up 3 runs and 5 hits in 3 2/3 innings. Former K-State track and field star Eric Kennard, who captured the silver medal in the high jump in the London Games, won the event at the U.S. track and field trials yesterday to earn a spot in the Rio Games next month. I'm Stephanie Austin.
We take care of animals because that's our job, because that's what's right. That's just the first thing that we think of when we get up in the morning. What do the animals need? People need to know that we do everything we can to produce a healthy and safe product. Our family has raised livestock since 1882. If they weren't doing things right, we wouldn't have survived as long as we have.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau. Care and respect, practice daily.
U.S. Custom Harvesters is an association of the professional custom harvesters serving the needs of the American farmer. U.S. Custom Harvesters is a dues-funded, nonprofit membership organization primarily consisting of individual grain and forage harvesters, as well as related businesses like equipment manufacturers, implement dealers, insurance companies, and farm-related businesses. U.S. Custom Harvesters, we harvest the crops that feed the world. Become a member of our Kansas-based organization today by visiting www.uschi.com.
In Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Indians lost to the New York Yankees 11-7. The outcome keeps the Indians 6.5 games ahead of Detroit, with Kansas City and Chicago 7 games back. Atlanta had a 2-1 win over the White Sox, Toronto 6-1 win over the Tigers, Baltimore was a 4-2 winner over the Angels, Boston completed a 3-game sweep of Tampa Bay with a 4-0 shutout. Minnesota was 15-5 over the Rangers. The Astros were 2-1 winners against Oakland. The Cubs had dropped 5 straight and 9 of 10 before beating Pittsburgh 6-5. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw threw 25 pitches off a mound Sunday as he rehabs from a back injury. Manager Dave Roberts says the lefty showed encouraging progress, but no timetable has been set for his return. He is eligible to come off the 15-day disabled list today. And Ricky Fowler and Patrick Reed have committed to play golf for the United States at the Olympics. I'm Stephanie Austin.